Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
How many know you should only trust truth? Yes.
Amen.
If you're trusting a lie, you're deceived.
Amen. That's right.
And you can't have honor without honesty. And you can't make good out of dishonest. I've heard people say, you know, he's a good guy. Now, he may lie to you, but he's got a good heart. That doesn't work. Now, anybody can make a mistake. Anybody can repent. And the blood cleanses.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But if you choose to deceive, you need to change in order to be good ground.
Amen.
Are y'all with me, friend?
Yes.
You can't make good or okay out of deception. Go with me, please. Talk about here, but you're with me, right? We prayed a minute ago. And go to John, the 8th chapter. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. The Spirit of God is called the Spirit of truth, who will guide you and I into all the truth. The gospel is called the gospel of truth. His word is called the word of truth. Truth identifies God in a major way. And by contrast, lying identifies the devil. If you see or hear a lie or deception, the enemy is at work.
Amen.
Every time. God is never involved in any kind of falseness, ever. And this junk, I've heard some people talk about, divine deception. That's an abominable term. It is impossible for God to lie. There are all kind of individuals and leaders of groups and religious sects calling themselves Christians that have come up with keeping this and misrepresenting this for the greater good. There's no way God ever condoned or was a part of anybody lying or deceiving somebody for their own good or to protect them. Never. Are y'all with me, friends?
Yes.
And God never told you or me it was okay to lie in this situation. So as not to hurt them or to protect, or the end does not justify the means. If it's a lie, the devil's in it. Every time. Somebody's yielding to the devil if there's any kind of deception. Right. Now, why am I talking about this? Because you can't be good ground. What makes good ground good ground? He mentions two things.
Honesty.
Somebody say honesty. Honesty, honesty. And in order to be honest in a world that is full of lies, you got to have something strong in you. And the strong thing is that you love the truth.
Yes.
I'm going to say something you may think is not right, but you'll find it is. I love the truth more than I love anything or anybody.
Yes.
Period.
Yes.
Aren't you supposed to love Jesus? That's what I just said.
Yes.
He is the truth. Thought you're supposed to love the Word of God. That's what I just got through saying. Can you see this? If you do, and you really do in your heart, then you won't struggle with choices.
Amen.
I've heard people say, don't make me lie to you. Don't make me tell a lie. Lying should not be an option for us. Ever. We tell the truth or we don't talk. You can say, I don't want to say, I don't want to talk about it, but you don't tell something that you know is not true in an effort to deceive someone. If you do, you are participating in what the devil does himself. Every day he's trying to trick us. He's trying to deceive us. He's trying to get us to believe a lie is true. He's trying to plant his evil stuff in us. Say it out loud if you want to. I love the truth.
I love the truth more
than I love anything
or anyone.
Now that includes yourself.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
The two big reasons people lie are pride and fear.
Amen.
I should have said it the other way around. Fear. Y'all know too much about this. I do too. You know, people think it's funny. They got a 2-year-old, 3-year-old, and they hear the cookie jar rattle in the kitchen. They go in there, cookie jar's crooked, crumbs all over the counter, chocolate on the little guy's face. You been in the cookie jar? Mm-mm. People think it's funny. It's not funny. It's not funny. It won't be funny when there's 15 and lying about taking money out of your purse. This is of the devil. You talk about something that's of the devil, it doesn't get any more devilish than deceiving and lying. It is uniquely him. He fathered lying.
That's right.
Lying did not come from God at all. So there needs to be, I'm not talking about being mean or cruel, but there needs to be strong pillars set down about lying is one of the absolute worst things you could ever do in your life. It compromises your faith. It makes the soil of your heart toxic so that the incorruptible seed won't grow in it. Is this serious or is this serious? It destroys trust, which destroys relationships. Now, it'd be hard to find a person in this room or watching online who has never told a lie. But thank God for the blood. Thank God for His mercy. But do we need to make a decision that I'm not going to be a liar? I am not going to be devilish and be a deceiver. I'm not going to be. I'm going to be like Jesus. Right? How many want to be like Jesus? I'm going to be like Him. He is the truth.
Amen.
His word is truth. His spirit is truth. And where the spirit leads us, He leads us into truth. And that truth, if you'll receive and walk in it, it'll make you free. Free. How many believe it'll make you free? If the truth will make you free, what will believing lies do to you? It'll put you in bondage. The truth lets you see, and the truth makes you free. Lies blind and lies bind. Did you find John 8? Verse 31. Jesus said to those Jews which believed on Him, if you continue in My word, then are you My disciples indeed. Keep reading for the next several verses. And you'll know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The devil is afraid of the truth.
Amen.
He can't do anything with the truth. He can't overcome it. All he can do is tempt you to reject it for something else. If you receive the truth, nothing he can do can stop it or prevent it. It will make you free. It'll make, because what are we talking about? What is the truth? Jesus is the truth. The Word of God is the truth. The Holy Spirit is the truth. Can he make you free?
Yes.
Verse 33. They answered, "We be Abraham's seed. We're never in bondage to any man. And how do you say you shall be free?" Now, as you read this eighth chapter, you'll find it became very heated. Very intense between him and the religious leaders. They despised him. They grew to hate him. Even though, if you read other scriptures, a number of them believed he was the fulfillment of Scripture. They believed it. But they were afraid if they acknowledged it, they would lose their place and their position. And the Scripture said they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. Well, if you believe he's the fulfillment of Scripture and you're going to ignore it and act like you don't, what have you just done? You have chosen a lie over the truth. He said, "Verily I say to you, whoever commits sin is the servant of sin." Keep reading for the next few verses. "The servant abides not in the house forever, but the Son abides ever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. I know you're Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you. So are they good ground that God's word seed can grow in?" No, his word seed had no place in them. They would not receive it. "I speak what I've seen with my father. You do that which you've seen with your father." Now these are the Pharisees. These guys have doctrines of divinity. They are leaders in the synagogue. They are the preachers, the teachers, the priests. They said, "Abraham's our father." Jesus said, "If you were Abraham's children, you'd do the works of Abraham. You'd act like Abraham. But now you seek to kill me, a man that has told you the truth." Do you know some people will hate you if you tell the truth?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.